This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to rebuild your leadership voice after a promotion puts you above your former peers. The practical guide to speaking with authority when your old peers now report to you. In short, a promotion changes your title in a single moment. Your leadership voice takes weeks of deliberate, consistent work to rebuild. Former peers will test your new authority, not out of malice, but because the old dynamic is still in the room. The way you speak, decide, and hold boundaries in the first 30 days sets the pattern for everything that follows. Confidence here is not loudness, it is clarity, consistency, and the courage to act like the leader your team now needs. Definition: leadership voice after a promotion is the deliberate way a newly appointed manager communicates authority, clarity, and expectation to a team that previously knew them as a peer. It covers tone, word choice, boundary setting, and the consistent delivery of decisions over time. Mara had worked beside her team for 4 years. She knew their coffee orders, their jokes, and exactly who to pass a problem to when the pressure rose. Then she was promoted above them, and on her first Monday as their manager, she walked into the morning meeting and tried to run it the way she always had. Relaxed, collaborative, full of the easy shorthand that comes from years of shared work. By Thursday, two of her team had bypassed her entirely and taken a decision to her own manager. They did not do it to wound her. They did it because her leadership voice had not changed, and they had no clear signal that her role had. Rebuilding your leadership voice after a promotion is one of the most disorienting communication challenges you will face. The people who now report to you still hold the memory of who you were to them yesterday. You are working to establish new authority inside a room full of old assumptions. This guide gives you a clear process, built from hard experience, for doing exactly that. Why communicating with authority feels impossible at first. The difficulty is not a lack of skill. You were good enough at your job to earn this promotion. The difficulty is relational. You have years of social history with these people, and that history has its own gravity. Every time you try to speak with the weight your new role requires, something pulls you back toward the old dynamic. You soften a direction into a suggestion. You laugh off a tension that you should address directly. You over-explain a decision, hoping that if they understand your reasoning fully enough, they will not feel managed. This is not weakness. It is the natural human response to an awkward position. But it costs you credibility every time you do it. There's also a second force at work. Your former peers are adjusting too. Some will test your new authority, not maliciously, but because they genuinely do not know where the line is yet. Others will feel overlooked and express that through quiet resistance. A few will be openly supportive. All of them are watching how you handle the first few weeks, and they are drawing conclusions that will stick. Understanding the root causes of this tension is important before you change a single word you say. If you want to go deeper on that side of things, understanding the root causes of workplace tension is worth your time. But right now, you need a process. Before you begin, two things that must be true. Two preconditions matter before any of the steps below will work. First, you must accept that the friendship dynamic has genuinely changed. This does not mean it ends. It means it is no longer the primary frame for how you relate to these people at work. Some of your former peers will grieve this. Let them. Do not rush to reassure them that nothing is different. Something is different, and pretending otherwise delays the clarity everyone needs. Second, you must have at least one honest conversation with your own manager about the scope of your authority. You need to know what decisions are yours to make alone, which require escalation, and where the boundaries of your new role sit. Without that clarity, your leadership voice will waver, because you will not know how confidently to speak on the decisions that matter most. The six-step process for rebuilding your leadership voice. Step 1. Name the shift directly, and only once. Your first team meeting as manager is the moment most people get badly wrong. They either ignore the change entirely and hope everyone adjusts naturally, or they deliver a long, apologetic speech about how they still see everyone as equals and nothing has to change. Both approaches fail. Instead, name the shift directly, briefly, and only once. Say something like, "I want to be straightforward with you. My role has changed, and that changes how we work together. I'm here to support you, to make decisions where decisions are needed, and to be accountable for this team's outcomes. I will do that as clearly and fairly as I can." Then move on. Do not linger. Do not invite debate about whether this is fair. State the new reality, anchor it in your commitment to the team, and move to the work. This single, clear statement does more for your leadership voice than a month of careful positioning. Step 2. Set expectations before problems arise. In your first week, hold a short one-on-one with each direct report. Not a performance review. Not a grand vision session. A practical conversation about how you plan to work together. Tell each person directly how you prefer to receive updates, how decisions will be made, and what you expect in terms of accountability. Ask them what they need from you. Listen without immediately solving. Write down what they say and follow up on it within the week. This matters because clear expectations are the foundation of a credible leadership voice. When your team knows what you expect before they have reason to guess, you remove a significant source of the confusion that erodes new managers' authority. If you're managing a remote or hybrid team, the same logic applies. See how to maintain connection in remote work environments for how to adapt these conversations to distributed settings. Step 3. Make decisions and announce them clearly. This is a step where new managers lose the most ground. You are used to discussing problems with these people as equals, sharing your thinking, inviting disagreement. That collaborative instinct is good, and you should not eliminate it. But there is a distinction between consulting your team before a decision and seeking their approval for one you have already made. When you have made a decision, say so plainly. I have decided we will move the deadline to Friday. Here is my reasoning. Not. I was thinking maybe Friday might work better. What does everyone think? If you invite a vote on a decision that is already yours to make, you're not being collaborative. You're creating confusion about who holds authority. Practice this sentence construction. I have decided. Here is why. Here is what I need from you. Short. Direct. Clear. Your team can respect a decision they disagree with. They cannot respect a leader who does not seem sure the decision is theirs to make. Step 4. Give feedback with the same standard for everyone. The moment you give easier feedback to a close former friend than to the rest of the team, your leadership voice begins to collapse. You may think you are being loyal. Your team sees favoritism, and they are right. Feedback is one of the places where your voice either earns trust or destroys it. For each person on your team, use the same structure. Name the specific behavior. Say what effect it had. Say what you need instead. This is true whether you're speaking to someone you have known for a decade or someone you met last month. A script that works. I noticed that the client summary was sent without the sign-off column completed. That creates a gap in our audit record. Going forward, I need every summary to be complete before it leaves the team. Same words, same tone, same standard. Every person, every time. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth goes into this in more depth if you want to strengthen that part of your practice. Step 5. Hold your ground in the moments that test you. There will be a moment, usually in the first 3 weeks, when a former peer pushes back against your authority, not always aggressively. Sometimes it is a joke that diminishes your decision. Sometimes it is a team member who continues to escalate issues over your head, the way Mara's team did. Sometimes it is simply someone ignoring a direction and then acting surprised when you raise it. When that moment comes, your response sets a precedent. Stay calm. Speak directly. Do not over-explain. And do not get personal. I hear that you see it differently. My decision stands. If you want to talk through your concerns, I am available this afternoon. Then stop. The pause that follows will feel uncomfortable. Sit in it. The discomfort is not to signal that you're wrong. It is the sound of a new boundary being drawn. Every time you hold your ground calmly and fairly, your leadership voice gains credibility. Every time you fold to avoid friction, it loses ground that takes weeks to recover. Step 6. Run your meetings like a leader, not a colleague. The informal banter and meandering conversation that works well among peers is actively harmful in a team meeting you're now responsible for running. Not because warmth is wrong, but because your team needs to see that you can hold a room, drive to decisions, and respect their time. Start on time. Have a clear agenda. When the group wanders off topic, bring it back with a direct redirect. Good point. Let us come back to that in the last 5 minutes. Right now I need us to decide on the budget question. Close every meeting with clear actions, named owners, and specific deadlines. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time has a full method for this if you want to go further. The principle is simple. Your leadership voice is on display in every meeting you run. Make those meetings feel different from the ones you used to attend. Adapting this process for hybrid and remote teams. If your team works across different locations, rebuilding your leadership voice gets harder in one specific way. The social cues that reinforce authority in a shared physical space do not translate well through a screen. In a hybrid setting, the informal conversations that happen in a shared office build context naturally. Your remote team members miss those moments entirely, and they can feel disconnected from your leadership voice before you've even had the chance to establish it. The repair is intentional frequency. Schedule brief, individual check-in calls in your first 2 weeks with every remote team member, not just the ones you see in the office. Keep them short and direct. Make it clear that you are as available to them as to anyone else. For group meetings, use video where possible and name remote participants actively. Herein, I want to hear you read on this. Visibility in the conversation is part of how authority is established. Do not let physical distance create a two-tier team. Hybrid work communication. Balancing online and in-person covers the structural side of this in detail. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where new managers go wrong in the first 90 days. Three patterns come up again and again. Each one is understandable, and each one is correctable. The mistake: over-explaining every decision in search of approval. Why it happens: you are used to building consensus, and approval feels like safety. What to do instead? State your reasoning once, clearly and concisely. If someone has a question, answer it. If they want to debate the decision itself, name that boundary. The decision is made. I am happy to hear your concerns for next time. The mistake: reverting to P-level banter during serious conversations. Why it happens: old relationship habits kick in exactly when the pressure rises, because that is when you most want the comfort of the familiar dynamic. What to do instead? Notice when your tone has slipped. Bring the conversation back with a brief reset. Let me be clear about what I need here. You do not have to apologize for the slip. Just correct course and move forward. The mistake: delaying difficult conversations to protect old friendships. Why it happens: you do not want to damage a relationship you genuinely value. What to do instead? Recognize that the delay is already damaging the relationship because it is building resentment in both directions. Address the issue directly and early. The conversation is almost always better than the one you imagined. Your first 30 days leadership voice checklist. Use this in the first month. Tick each item only when you have genuinely completed it, not when you have planned to. Number 1. I named my new role directly in my first team meeting and moved on without over-explaining. Number 2. I've held a one-on-one with every direct report and discussed how we will work together. Number 3. I have communicated at least 3 decisions clearly, stating my reasoning without seeking approval. Number 4. I have given feedback to at least 2 team members using consistent, specific, behavior-focused language. Number 5. I've held my ground at least once when my authority was tested, calmly and without over-explaining. Number 6. My meetings have a clear agenda, start on time, and close with named actions and deadlines. Number 7. I have connected directly with any remote or hybrid team members who might otherwise feel peripheral to my leadership. Number 8. I have reviewed with my own manager where my decision-making authority sits, so I know how confidently to speak on key issues. If any item on this list remains unticked after 30 days, that is where your leadership voice is losing ground. Go back to the step that corresponds to it and apply the process again. Building the team beneath your leadership. Your voice does not operate in isolation. The way your team functions together directly affects how much authority your communication carries. A team that trusts each other, communicates clearly, and has shared expectations is far easier to lead than one in friction. Take time to understand how to sustain team synergy during leadership transitions and restructuring, because your voice will land differently depending on the health of the team beneath it. And if you're looking to encourage your team to communicate upward more freely, including giving feedback to you as their new manager, scripts for giving upward feedback to your manager that actually gets heard is a useful companion resource. The work is in the repetition. Here is the truth of it: rebuilding your leadership voice after a promotion is not a single act of courage. It is 50 small acts of consistency repeated over 90 days. It is the decision you announce without flinching, the feedback you give to the friend you were not sure you could be honest with, the meeting you end on time even when the conversation is still comfortable. Your former peers will adjust to the new reality faster than you expect, provided you give them a clear reality to adjust to. What slows that process is ambiguity, and ambiguity comes from a voice that has not yet decided what it is. Leadership voice after a promotion is earned through practice, not granted through a title. Start with one conversation this week. Do it clearly and directly. Then do it again. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice after a promotion? Leadership voice after a promotion is the way you communicate authority, set expectations, and build credibility with people who were recently your peers. It requires a deliberate shift in tone, clarity, and consistency rather than a simple change in job title. How do you establish a leadership voice with former peers? You establish a leadership voice with former peers by naming the shift directly, setting clear expectations early, and communicating decisions with confident consistency. Avoid the temptation to over-explain or apologize for your new role. Your tone must reflect your new responsibility from the first week. Why is leadership voice after promotion so difficult to rebuild? Leadership voice after promotion is difficult because the social history between you and your former peers creates competing expectations. They knew you as an equal. That history pulls against your new authority, making every word you say carry more weight and more risk than it used to. How long does it take to establish a strong leadership voice with your team? Most new managers find that a consistent leadership voice takes between 60 and 90 days to feel natural and be received clearly. The first 30 days are the most critical. The tone and boundaries you set in those early weeks create the pattern your team will expect going forward. What are the biggest mistakes new managers make with their leadership voice? The most common mistakes are over-explaining decisions to gain approval, defaulting back to peer-level banter during serious conversations, and avoiding difficult feedback to preserve old friendships. Each of these undermines the credibility your new role requires you to build quickly and consistently. How should you handle leadership voice in one-on-one conversations with former peers? In one-on-one conversations with former peers, keep your tone steady and direct. Name the change they clearly that your role has shifted and that you are committed to supporting them well. Ask about their work, their needs, and their goals. Listen more than you speak in those early weeks. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblackthorne.com to get your copy.